there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
My mother used to say, the first sign of madness is talking to yourself. Interesting theory, isn't it? But does anyone know who made it up? I googled it the other day, but nobody seemed to claim it. I wonder why. Did the originator come up with it through self-analysis? Or maybe he or she just had an eccentric granny? Myself, I think the person caught themselves in the act of replying to themselves and then thought to themselves, did I just do that? Then, just to reaffirm their theory, they probably spoke out again and said to themselves, wow, that's a bit mad, isn't it? It's funny because a lot of madness is really normal thinking, yet we persist in trying to push it away from ourselves. So what is madness, and who defines it and its true extent? Well, we all probably think of a psychologist or psychiatrist in that respect, don't we? But it's really an impossible task, isn't it? Madness has no boundaries or limitations. Just think how many permutations of madness there are. It's a difficult thing to understand. I think that's why people, when confronted with it in others, will say something like, oh, look at him, he's a bit loony, isn't he? Or, check her out, she's a fruitcake. It's an ignorant, lazy and boring way to go about things. Madness deserves more respect. It's a much more complex phenomena than that. And the best thing about it is that it breaks up the monotony of sanity. Me, myself, I want to change the definition of madness. Take good old Einstein as an example. He had to dip his hand into the world of weird to pull out that super fast theory of relativity, didn't he? E equals mc squared. What the hell is that all about? If you try and get your head around that, it makes you go mad. So think how he must have felt. He must have been mad for sure. What do you think? Because if he wasn't, I don't think he would have been able to climb that intellectual mountain or, with his incredible imagination, push the limits of our understanding. Doesn't madness break down barriers that lead to richer, deeper skies of self-development? Isn't a study of the human brain, thoughts and their full potential? Without madness, all things stand still and stale. It opens up new worlds full of delight and illumination that can shine through the ages of man with ever-turning kaleidoscopes of colour and creativity. It can make those who use it giants in their own fields, be that artistic, scientific, or otherwise, where praise, stardom, and fame are sure to follow. But be aware, madness can come at a cost too, believe me. The pendulum can swing in the opposite direction, bringing confusion, depression, and inertia, even a splitting of the self. It's a bit scary that way. Madness can be as black as a dog barking at the moon. These unlucky souls can become outcasts of society, shunned by others looking on in strange ways. In my view, most people view madness as a negative trait, and in so doing, normal people flinch from being classed as even slightly mad. Thereby, they keep all their abnormal thoughts to themselves, storing them deep inside their heads, even though one of them might lead to the progress of humanity. Isn't that a mad thought in itself? They say to themselves repeatedly, I'm normal, I'm normal, I am normal. And then they shout to the world, oh, he's a loony, she's crazy, I've heard he does strange things at night, oh, I think they should lock her up. The crazy thing is, we're all a bit mad, aren't we? We all have those strange thoughts or dreams we're afraid to share. But yet, still, we hide them from others, and worse still, from ourselves. What a tragedy that is, because those idiosyncrasies and abnormalities are the bits that make us all truly human. They make us unique and special. They make us who we are. Yet on we stumble alone inside our own heads, split into a million different individual parts. Wouldn't that make anybody go a little mad? Some people spend a whole lifetime trying to glue together the pieces of the puzzle of their self. Some will never know themselves or be able to express how they feel. Maybe those should start listening to their own madness. And if that means talking to themselves, then I'm all for it. But if we persist in denying the truth to ourselves, those parts of our being we don't want others to see will be lost. If we persist in pushing who we are to the back of our minds while pretending to be someone else, we will all remain mad, but in the bad sense of the word, and worse still, cut off from humanity. One person in public, another at home. Isn't that insane? What are we all afraid of? I'll tell you, we are afraid of each other and ourselves. We are the biggest contradiction on the planet. Most of us are mildly schizophrenic, each with partial Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde characters. This contrast becomes even more stark when we compare ourselves to living nature outside. Take a butterfly fluttering in the wind, or a nightingale singing in the moonlight, or a fish swimming in a stream. Are they mad? No, because they are what they were made to be. They are pure and true and move in harmony with the universe. They do not lie or hide what they are. They truly express themselves in all their charming individuality. They are the teachers of mankind. Unfortunately, we are the mad ones, denying the wholeness and essence of our true being. If only we followed and learned from nature, then the false madness of the world would fall away and all the beautiful foibles of mankind would be expressed naturally, like billions of individual snowflakes floating through a clear sky. If only we could see that latent beauty, tolerance, and understanding in us all that has the potential to shine like a golden sun. Imagine a world that could express itself in a perfectly coordinated ball of harmonious individuality, like a perfectly composed sonata by Mozart or Beethoven. In other words, I pray for the day when the world knows its own madness and expresses it fully. Yes, we are all alone inside our own heads. But I'm mad. And so are you. That was I Want to Change the Definition of Madness, written by Donald Faulkner and starring Ali Gallo. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard, Ian, for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next time for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!